Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know Zion's out. Alvarado got banged up a little bit last night as well.
Rolled his ankle twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he rolled his ankle. He took a pretty – he made a bad pass. I know what his idea was. It was just a probably an ill-advised move. And he hit the floor pretty hard after that play too and kind of, you know, clutched his shoulder a little bit. So I think, you know, there could be a couple of guys from the New Orleans Pelicans going in banged up.
Yeah.
That game on Friday.
Yeah, and you know what? To be honest with you, that doesn't necessarily change how I feel about this team. If anything, it probably gives me a little more pause as to my excitement or my thoughts that the Kings can get something done. Because I just think, just in general, I think they got a great shot to go into New Orleans and win that game. Just based off how they're playing. And what they've got going on. I'm talking about the Sacramento Kings. Like, they are playing in a way that I think is transferable to a do-or-die play-in game.
The Kings.
Yeah, in New Orleans.
So, I'm going to play semantics here. Okay, well, no, I'm not, because you've been consistent that you think that the Kings are playing well over this stretch of time. I was going to make the argument that they played well yesterday. But they did play well against Portland. You can feel however you want to about that. They could have easily sucked against Portland. Spoiler alert, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. They didn't. We got to put some, you know, value into the way that they played these last two games. And every game is the next biggest game of the season. Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of where it ends. Because then you start a playoff series, and the entire, you know, the entire makeup of that is different. Game one of the first round of the playoffs isn't going to be the biggest game of the season. The Kings have been playing the biggest game of the season for like 2 weeks now.
Right.
It's going to end one way or another on Friday. If they win, they got to settle in, regroup, get ready for this tough series against Oklahoma City. Obviously, if they lose, it's over. But looking, I got to give you a little bit on that. Beat the Warriors, beat the Blazers, fought the Suns, lost, brutal. Had nothing for the Pelicans, nothing new there. Blew a 20-point lead against the Thunder, beat up the Nets, fought the Celtics. The Celtics game was weird.
Yeah.
The Celtics game was a close score, but it was an odd game.
It was really like a...
They had a chance to win at the end. That's all that matters.
Yeah. That game was really like a 10 to 12-point game for most of the game.
Right.
They weren't getting beat down.
It's hard
but
to...
It wasn't really that close.
It's hard to look at that Celtics game and go, yeah, they played really well in that one. Mm-hmm. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They
second night of a back-to-back.
They finished. Like, they did everything they could to try to finish that game. You're right. Second night of a back-to-back. The first night, they blew a 20-point lead against the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
916-909-1320. Let's get to our man, Jamel. Jamel, what's going on, brother?
What's up, boys?
What's up, man?
First and most off, man, I want to give thanks to Justin for my last call a few weeks ago. I asked for 45 seconds. He gave me a minute and a half. God bless you, Jesse. Hey, and about the Pelicans, this is how I keep it short and sweet. He who laughs last best.
Talk about it. Love you back, boy.
Yeah, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we found him.
Oh.
We found him.
Wait a minute.
Wandering the streets of Orlando, Florida.
Not far from Epcot Center.
Man just took the kids to Disney World today. Kamara Williams.
Everything's on me.
Kamara, they got your face on milk cartons. They got your face on milk cartons on Twitter, bro.
No, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
We was looking for you.
The streets are saying we don't hear from you when things are good.
That's what the street said.
y'all are crazy, man. Hey,
look, you even sound down.
You don't even sound happy. Yeah, why don't you sound happy?
What are you talking about? I am happy. I'm happy. But listen, Kobe, job's not done.
Yo, hey, that's true. That's true.
You're 100% correct.
Job's not done. You ask Kobe, what are you? You should be happy. You're up 2-0. Job's not done. We're not done. You know?
You are correct.
So, you know, I mean, listen, it was a great night. Really happy for, you know, exercising that demon. I was happy about the fact that, I don't think it's been mentioned before, it wasn't like it was an anomaly game with De'Aaron or Domas or anything like that. Maybe Keegan, but we've seen Keegan go off of 30, and I just think it was a great overall team effort. I am interested to see how they're going to attack or address T.J. McCollum. And, you know, and then, listen, we're not being naive here, right? So we know it's going to be like C.J. McCollum, Troy Murphy, Herb Jones. Like, what are we going to do? Brandon Ingram, I think he's injured. Mm-hmm. Or he's hobbled. He's I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah.
But I just, listen, C.J. McCollum all of a sudden turned into Reggie Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's seen over 60% from the arc. I am intrigued, though, to see, like, what playoff game planning does for this team, because, you know, I'm just baffled. I don't know what it is about New Orleans. I don't know what it is about them and perimeter defense. Hopefully, it's just because we focus and we listen. I think you said it the other day, KC. We don't need to be beat. We don't need to beat them five times or four times. We just need to beat them once.
Yep.
That's it, man. That's it.
Appreciate you, Kamara. So happy we found
him. I'm so glad we found Kamara.
Maybe stay out of your mentions today. Looks like the chatty house might have had a little fun when we threw your handle out there.
At Kamara
Williams, if you want to send him a message, just stay out your mentions.
That chatty house, man, I tell you, man, you got to be careful with those guys, man.
Chatty house,
and
man.
And gals.
We hope you all pull up on us. On Friday, we're going to be doing a show, man, live from Sky River Casino, 12 to 4. We would love to see each and every one of you.
We'll get
you ready.
Yeah. It's going to be a pep rally of sorts.
Man, it might be.
Sky River Casino, man, getting everybody hyped up for that playing game on Friday night.
Yeah, we know Kyle Mattson is going to come through and hang out. That's about all we know. We know Zabo will be out there with his signs.
Yeah, Zay.
They don't ever miss. But come through. 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. Dealing with KC live beginning at 12 o'clock this Friday. Always, always, always a blast at that shows. And I learned on the last one how much more fun it is when you get a drink in your hand around 2 o'clock.
Oh, man. So, two.
Well,
give me one at 12, 15.
Well, we'll keep the Super Bowl off the screen, and we'll start pouring some drinks at 12 o'clock, and we'll get ready for the Kings and the Pelicans. So that's this Friday, Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street. We talked about them. I think the discussion warrants a lengthier discussion, I should say.
Mm.
Keon Ellis, not just what he did last night,
yeah,
not just how amazed the TNT crew was by it, but what this dude's season has been and what he could be for Sacramento moving forward.
Mm.
That's all coming up. Plus, James Hamm will be with us. It's Dealing with Casey here on ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, he'd be asking me some crazy questions during the break, man. Leezy asked me, what's the best Sexy Red song? I don't know.
What was your answer?
I don't have an answer. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think there
like
is
Ski.
An answer.
Well, don't do that.
There's not.
Ski is a good song. The new joint, I don't know the official title for it, but boom, boom, boom. That one go crazy.
Okay.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
Well, all right. That was an interesting conversation that took place while I was gone. We'll be at Sky River Casino this Friday if you want to come through. We're available right now, 916-909-1320, if you want to talk. I joked at the start of this show how funny it was that I thought the broadcasting crew on TNT was just floored by the performance of this young man, this RKO out of nowhere, Keon Ellis. I thought Keon was extraordinary last night.
He was.
But I feel like that's Keon. That's Keon. That's
Absolutely.
What he does. Now what, excuse me, what clicked yesterday was him on the offensive end. What he did on the defensive end might have been the game changer for them yesterday. But when you get that, which I think you can get from Keon on a night tonight, when you get those little step in threes, when you get those dribble penetrations, when you get that little extra juice you get from Keon on the offensive end, that's where you get to, hey, this brother could be the king starting two moving forward.
I think there's no doubt in my mind that's the king starting two guard moving forward.
And how much does the offense play into that?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot, that's because it. He's not just a negative on the defensive end. He is. De'Aaron Fox tried to tell us when he got like his first start.
Yeah.
He said, y'all ain't seen it, but this guy's a dead-eye shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He can shoot the rock. And, you know, that plays a huge factor into being able to be comfortable with him being that two-guard spot. I was on the insiders during the handoff, and I took it a step further. I said, Keon Ellis is the starting two-guard. And if Malik Monk during negotiations says, all right, y'all got that 17-5, sounds good, but if I'm going to take that, I want to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, Malik.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the starter.
Yep.
And ain't nothing happening to Keon. I'm willing to go three guard.
Mm.
I think Keon's
roster the same. HB goes to the bench. Keegan goes to four.
Yeah. If need. Well, no. Because, HB goes to the bench. Yeah, I thought you said HB goes to the four. Yeah, that's how it would go.
Okay.
You know, and because I think that Keon is a physical enough defender to be able to play bigger than what, you know, maybe his height says.
Okay.
You know, I think he's really like 6'3", 6'4". But, you know, looking at that game last night, he can battle and he can defend against, you know, Andrew Wiggins or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely keep him in that starting lineup, and if Monk says that's what he wants to do to stay, all right, we're going three guard. Let's go. Let's cook.
Yeah, that's probably the wild card in all of this is, you know, what exactly does Malik want? What are those contract negotiations like? Thankfully, that conversation isn't being had today.
Thank you.
Hopefully, that conversation isn't being had for a little ways. But I think you can't ignore the point you just made, because we have speculated maybe for Mike's 2 years now, he's looking for something that the core of this roster doesn't have. He found it. Took him a while. He found it in Keon. And I don't know. It's not like the romantic version is Keon stepped on the floor, wooed everybody, and won this spot. Keon had played.
Yep.
And whether it was, I don't know what the difference was. Lack of consistent rotation, lack of confidence, lack of knowing your role. I don't know what it was, but you'd see flashes like, hey, kid looks good.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing a lot, but he looks cool. Then all of a sudden he's like playing. And you're like, yo, this dude is legit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Keon starting stat that started to emerge. And then it was like, is he KZ Akpala, where he starts, he plays minutes? If he's not starting, he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know where to pinpoint it all. But it's impossible for me to not think about Davion in the same conversation.
Mm.
When guys know you're going to get run, when guys know this is your role, I think they can perform differently. And shout out to Keon, because he was playing well in a role, and then his role changed. It was like, well, Kevin ain't coming back. And you know how we feel about Malik in his position.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are. You're the starting two guard for the Sacramento Kings. And I think, you know, what's good, you know, streaks are fun, but like Roman Reigns, like Gunther, they got to come to an end and you got to have a good story for it. Sometimes the pressure for bringing that streak to an end can be a lot. The best thing to happen was the Kings lose when Keon starts. Like, get that nonsense over with. Just let him go out there and play basketball. Because now Mike was bringing it up. Now it was it was like out there.
He did, yeah.
It wasn't like Will Z digging into stats. It was like it was out there. All right, that's behind us. Settle in and play basketball. And, man, what an incredible job he's done. This was a guy who we legitimately wondered, what are they going to do? They're gonna run out of games.
Yeah.
And he winds up getting that contract torn up and signs an NBA contract. And he is one of the better in-season stories I think we've ever seen league-wide.
Mm-hmm.
But he, from an outsider's perspective, he appears to be everything that Mike Brown has been looking for in a player.
Yes. I mean, it just can't be stated enough how perfect it seems he is for Mike Brown and what he wants to do, you know, and what he's able to do on defense, the ground he's able to cover. It's just it one thing that, you know, I feel like I can say about Keon and what he's been able to do is he's made others' jobs easier and he allows others to do what they're great at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, De'Aaron is a hell of a defender. But I think the thing he's great at is putting pressure on the defense and what he does on the offensive end. But they were asking him and saying, look, we need you to be a great defender because we don't have one. It's like, all right, well, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, he's a good defender. Why does he got to be the defensive stopper and score 30? Well, now he doesn't have to. We saw it last night. Usually he'd be guarding Steph Curry. Nope. Keon Ellis is guarding him. Keegan Murray's guarding him. I don't know. And I'm sure maybe on a switch, assignment-wise, I don't know if De'Aaron Fox guarded Steph Curry last night. That never happens in Kings-Warriors games because they always usually have to have him guarding. And last night, I don't think he did. Between Davion, Keegan, and Keon, I don't think Fox had to guard him yesterday.
I thought Davion did a good job last night.
Yeah, they all did. They all made him work, man.
Yeah.
They all made him
work. And that's all you can really ask for with a player like Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Is like make things difficult for him.
That's it. Yeah.
Sometimes when he gets moving, it's like I heard Stan Van talking about this last night and it's as they were glowing about Keon Ellis. Is they were talking about with Steph, you want to make him move, like you want him moving around as much as possible when he's trying to get those shots.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I think of so many of Steph's biggest highlights, and I go, sometimes I feel like that's when he's best.
Mm.
Is when, like, we think about Clay. Clay, catch, shoot, just right there, boom, easy work for him.
Mm-hmm.
With Steph, like, how many times have we seen Steph, like, dribble around in circles and move around, and then just, like, I'm going to shoot it now. And, I mean, he took one last night, and, again, there's just, like, these different moments throughout the game where you go, all right, we've seen that shot fall before.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. Mm-hmm. He had one last night where he took an off balance three off of like 1 foot and missed. It was like, not thinking anything of it right now. But I'm going to bookmark that moment. We talked about the logo three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bookmark that moment.
Yeah.
He was looking for, because there's different moments and the timing of the game is so important too. Either of those drop, it sets the 20% of Warriors fans that were in there in the Golden 1 Center, sets them up, sets the Kings fan base down,
mm-hmm.
and you start to feel the shift. The shift at the end of the first half, that was enough to get the whole TNT crew like, yeah, the Warriors got this.
Mm. Mm.
The Warriors had not played well that first half.
They were pretty dismissive of the Kings the entire
extremely
night.
Dismissive.
Huh?
Well, Shaq, gave Domas some love.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember if there were Keon references. Like, I remember specifically Shaq talking about Domas and how aggressive he was. But they just kept pointing to the fact that Steph had, like, 5 points at the time, I think, at halftime, and Klay hadn't scored. And that's what they, like, you're up four? Or five or whatever it was. And that's what you got from them? Nah, Warriors are just fine. All right.
If I'm the Warriors, I feel good. We're down four. Steph only has 5 points. Clay hasn't scored yet. You know that's going to change. The others have done their job to stay in this game. And I feel good if I'm the Warriors at the half. The Kings are in trouble because they played as good as they probably could play. And they're still only up 4.
Thank you, Shaq.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie, though. I was not happy at the half. Not angry. Not like, oh, it's over.
I saw your tweet about being up. Kings need to, you know, I feel like the Kings need to be up 10 going into half.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well. But I felt the same way. I just didn't tweet it. I was like, I don't care that they're down at 15. And I really don't. I don't care. I know, you know, there was, you know, we get scared when the Kings go up double digits. A 15-point lead in the first half to me is nothing.
Mm.
Like, it's just not. Like, you could still play relatively well through the rest of the game and lose that lead. Mm-hmm. Like, runs happen, right? Like, so 15 wasn't a big deal, particularly in the first half. So you go into the second half up 4. When they got up 12, 13, 14, 15 in the second half, that's when I got nervous. Mm-hmm. And there was a point where it must have been in the fourth. It could have been in the third. It might have been midway through the third where the Kings got the lead back up. Mm-hmm. It was when the Kings first got the lead back up. I thought it was like, well, we've hit the disappointment stage.
Mm-hmm.
Where you want to go out there, you want to play well, you want to bust your ass. But now if you lose, it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And given that that's the last game of the season, if you lose, it's heartbreaking.
Mm.
And they never, after that second big run, they never wavered.
Yeah. No, they played so well.
Crossed my mind. It didn't happen.
It crossed my mind every time.
Well, yeah.
every time the Warriors scored, I was like, oh, down to 17.
League's down to 17. Jeez.
Yeah, it crossed my mind the entire time. But they played so well last night. They played really, really well. They played with a level of resolve that I believe that was in them the entire time, but they hadn't shown it, you know, on a consistent basis, especially, you know, in the last month or so since they've had to deal with the injuries. And, you know, they were ready to combat any run that the Warriors had for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were ready to combat it with physicality. You know, yeah. And what I mean by that is not necessarily pushing and shoving. It was working on the defensive end, staying in your stance, working over the screens, making sure you have communication if we're going to trap and it's going to be a hard trap and, you know, the help is there. Getting on the boards, one shot and out for the Warriors, you getting extra opportunities. Those are effort and physicality plays, in my opinion, and that's how they combated any run that the Warriors seem like they might have. And those are things, and we talk about, you know, why we're optimistic about Friday. Those are things that are repeatable. You can do that. Like, it wasn't just they shot the ball well, but it wasn't like, oh, they were on fire and that's why they won. No, they did things that are repeatable.
Yeah.
And that you can do whether you're at home, whether you're on the road, whether you played two games in a row, whatever, you can always bring that level of focus to a game. And I think they're going to bring that to the game on Friday.
Got tagged in a thread on Threads. First out, shout out to our man.
On what?
Threads.
Wow.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a nice little app. JSW Vera said, you paid us the favor back. Can't be mad. Shout out to the Warrior fans who joined the chat today, listened to the show. And
what up? What up?
Just kind of took the beating.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all for being here. And we didn't. I don't think anyone felt really, really great going into last night's game. It was a one-off. It wasn't a series, so it's a lot different than what we did last year.
Mm.
There was really no time to build true heat with the morning roast and goo and all those guys. But we did have fun the last couple of days.
Yeah, man, it was cool, man.
This young lady's name is Julie. She's Miss Jules on Threads.
Okay.
Sat in over 3 hours of traffic. Prepaid parking pass, didn't have a parking spot, missed the first quarter, and finally made it to Golden One Arena to represent Dubs Nation. Kings fans next to me is irked and hates my Draymond jersey. takes a picture of the arena from her seat. It looks like she sits just below where we, well, just below where I sit as a media member.
Don't, wait, what, this is where I sit too.
Are you going to lie to us?
I would. Kevin John saw me. Marcus Thompson saw me.
For how long?
For a long time.
All right. Julie writes, I won't lie, though. Atmosphere here is better than Chase. Not Arco or Oracle, but it's loud. Someone said, love slash hate relationship with Chase. Julie says, I like Julie a lot. Honestly, mostly hate. I live in San Francisco, but will happily BART to Oakland if I can get the Oracle atmosphere back. Another reply. Sack is hella fired up, and Dubs aren't doing enough to quiet them down. And my new friend Julie says, it's wild out here in enemy territory, and I respect it. I don't know who this woman Julie is, but I'm following her, and I think I love her. This is terrific.
Julie got that tweet where I told all Warriors fans there's a nice parking parking area over at McClatchy Park. You're looking for parking for the game, park over at McClatchy Park.
I love
nice, safe area. You know, they got people that watch your car for you.
Well,
right over there.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that to Julie.
Right over there,
Julie. Don't do that to Julie. Here, I'll read you. I just went to Julie's. I don't know if they're called timelines on Threads or not.
Who knows what that stuff is called?
Don't do that to Threads. It's a nice little app. I hope this isn't the last game of Steph, Clay, and Dre together. But if it is, I don't regret coming to Sacramento for the pain. They deserve to light the beam.
Oh.
I love this. This is great. No, there's more. Every time Keegan Murray makes a shot, the whole arena is into it. It goes, Keegan, and the crowd goes, Murray. If that doesn't give you confidence, I don't know what will. Chase's terrible home fans kill our home court, and I will die on that hill.
Oh, man.
Respect to Kings fans. I love this woman.
Well, I like Julie now, too. Now I can tell her another parking spot. There's a Target over on Broadway. She can go park over there. It'll be fine.
She said to her Warriors fan base, this is not looking good, guys. I absolutely love Julie. That is so
great.
Shout out,
Julie.
Julie knows it's the dental office.
Oh, man. There's not a lot of people that like that place. It's a very nice.
So sterile.
That's it. It's very sterile. Very sterile. It is. And it's just kind of extra. Like it's a really big place. It's cool to, but like, I think they focus so much on, because I remember when it was being built, and you know, this whole thing of like, oh, we got to make sure that it's loud, like Oracle, and Joe Lacob was like, we're gonna make sure it's loud, like the whole focus on it being loud. Like if you got to focus on it being loud, then you're probably not gonna be loud, because there ain't. I don't, maybe I'm off, and I don't even know, maybe I wasn't even here at the time. Was that a lot of the talk with Golden 1 Center? Like, oh, we got to make sure it's loud, like Arco. Like, no, we're going to build this, and this is what we do.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, we got to make sure. It was like, all right, this isn't going to be Arco. Arco was extremely, extremely unique.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
The wood floors.
Yeah,
and all that
it was built
stuff.
So different.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the great, like, And it's like old arenas, the one in Chicago the wrestlers love.
Chicago Stadium?
No, Rosemont. It's not called Rosemont Horizon anymore.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
where
that
Paul plays.
It's that place.
They always do CM Punk returns there.
Yeah. That's it's the wood paneling. It just creates a different level of noise. It wasn't just basketball. Like, you know, wrestlers will tell you from Austin to Hogan to the guy who ran NBC, Dick.
Oh, Emberg.
Ebersol. Yo, Arco Arena is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so loud in there. There was no way in a modern arena you were going to be able to recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
What the Kings did was create an arena where, like, it would still be loud. It's a little wider than Arco was. But the sound is still there. I don't know what Chase was thinking. Chase, and this, for those who have never been, it's not a joke. It's just one of the weirdest places you'll ever go because there's no, this is a sport, this is an event. There's no atmosphere there.
No.
It's like you walk in and it's like, where do I go to my seat? Like, what do I do here?
Yeah.
It's whack. And Julie said it's whack. It's whack.
Julie says it, then I believe her. Or take it to the bank.
Julie lives in Sacramento. Was like, lives in San Francisco. So I'm going to Sacramento to watch a basketball game.
And you tell me, this is when I was there, is something that stood out to me. And I don't know what this does for the noise and all this other stuff, but is Chase like considerably higher? They got a higher ceiling than Golden One, in your opinion? Because I remember just being on the floor, and it was just like, man, like the upper deck seemed way up there.
So that's how I feel about you know what? I've only been the once, and that was for LL. I didn't really notice. Mm. That's how I felt about
Staples,
crypto. Yeah. Is, and Ramsey could probably speak to this, at crypto, there's so many levels of suites. Mm. There's like three levels of suites. Mm. So once you get into those upper, it's not the upper level. It's the upper that's level.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why that arena kind of sounds the way that it sounds. Mm-hmm. I didn't really notice that with. I didn't notice it one way or another.
Because the one game that I covered there, I was down there, you know, before the game. And I was just looking up. I was like, man, it's really high up there. The ceiling is high,
that it's Silicon Valley, I'm sure.
Yeah, they probably do.
They probably, because all of those suites, I'm sure, are sold.
Yeah, and then there's also the aspect, and I don't know exactly how these things are built per se, but it feels like Golden One is a little bit more dug into the ground, as opposed to Chase starts. I don't think it's specifically on the ground, but it starts a little higher up on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, think about the main entrance. Mm-hmm. The main entrance, you walk in, you have to go down.
Yeah.
That's a lot of accuracy.
It's just way better.
It is better. But the Golden One is one of the great arenas in the
world. It is. There's no shame in saying Golden One is better than your arena.
Who said Chase? Was it De'Aaron? Who said?
I think De'Aaron did like Chase. It's probably great for him as a player. A millionaire that sits on, like, E40 probably loves Chase. Like, that's what it's made for. No Usher.
Usher Raymond?
Yeah.
I heard, we'll bring this back. There were some, like, contrived reasons why Warriors fans were hating Sacramento last night.
Oh, man, I got to hear it.
Look, to be clear, I'm not mad.
I'm not laughing mad. At this
I
stuff.
Was just like, y'all are really working hard.
Like, I always laugh at this stuff, man.
We'll come back. James Hamm is going to join us at some point here soon.
The one we read earlier was that. No, that was funny.
Which one did I have earlier?
The one I read in the other studio. I ain't even going to say it because I don't want to say it. It's not nothing to joke about, but it was funny.
ZSPN 1320. 916-909-1320. If y'all want to talk about Sacramento Kings, James Hamm will be with us. We're not exactly sure when. I think it's going to be a little bit later than normal, maybe about 20 or 30 minutes or so, a little less than that. Mm. We expect James Hamm to be with us. So phone lines will be open for you until then.
What were you hearing about the Bay Area Sacramento thing? They get so upset.
I tapped into Butch and Bonte the day you were on. I just tapped in early, like I woke up and put them on, and they would talk. They were taking callers, and my man said, "And again, I don't have any beef with anyone who feels this way. Mm-hmm. You know, like these are my Warriors, but they're helping out John Fisher. John Fisher's my arch nemesis." And I just hate what they did with the A's and how they gave him an out and how they made everything easy for Fisher and how they took in the A's as if they're their own. So I'm rooting for Sacramento to get their ass kicked tonight. I'm like, oh, look, I respect it, but I think you're reaching a little bit, bro. But like, I get it. And then they had another call. It must have been right after. It was really close because I didn't listen for very long. And it was like in a similar vein. And I don't know if they lined it up to do that and have the conversation of let's tie the A's into this somehow. But I just kind of chuckled. I was like, oh, so we've hit the stage where we're not even talking about the Kings and the Warriors now. Like, this is like legit beef with Vivek in Sacramento. All right, man. I think I'm going to slide out of this conversation.
When it comes to all of that, because I have been a big proponent of the A's, if they're not going to be in Oakland, which all signs pointed to, no matter come hell or high water, Fisher was leaving. If they're not going to be in Oakland, oh yeah, come to Sacramento. Big proponent of that. I understand all their arguments and how they feel. I get them. I just don't see it the same way. I don't agree. I think I'm excited for what's about to happen for Sacramento. I don't look at Vivek as any kind of, you know,
evil
villain or something like that, because he did that. He saw an opportunity, hopped on it, and whatever comes of that opportunity is whatever comes of it. Hopefully it's something for the city of Sacramento, and we could have it that way. If it's only the 3 to 4 years, I'm going to enjoy that too. But yeah, I don't see that stuff that way. And I'm not going to talk about anybody who does, but I'm hella happy for the A's coming to Sacramento. I can't wait for next season.
916-909-1320. Man, first time in a long time. Disco Tim.
Hey.
What up, baby?
Love you guys so much. Miss you. But I thought I'd dial it back a little bit this year, and I'm hoping it sticks with it. Hey, how about that little baby Ray on TV?
that was tremendous.
Everybody on our team is just adorable. I love this team so much, regardless.
Little baby Rain, looking just like his daddy. And the facial expressions.
Expressions were phenomenal.
It was hilarious. So cute. And Keegan and Keon, they're just adorable, man. And I think that gets mixed up. I think we have the most adorable team, hands down.
All right, Disco Tim, I'm going to draw the line there. I'm not going to refer to these grown men as adorable. You had me with Baby Rain. I think we are getting a little out of hand if we're referring to Keegan and Keon as adorable.
That's Disco Tim, I'm a fool for that one.
We so excited over getting rid of the Warriors, we calling our players adorable right now. Man.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Mrs. Mac-10 says, just want to pinch their cheeks.
Mrs. Mac-10, I ain't seen Miss Mac-10 at a game all year, man. You know, that's the other Louis Vuitton Don. You know how Miss Mac-10 come through. She'd be having that Louis on the wrist. Shout out Miss Mac-10. Oh, so Miss P's in there, too. You know how she get down. Miss P got a better jet than Drake.
I hope so, the way Ricky Rose was talking. I hope Miss P got a better jet than Drake. Because you don't want to hear Ricky Rose, Miss P. Be safe. Don't get on that jet, Miss P. Be safe up there. 916-909-1320 if you want to share with us if you think the team's adorable.
Hey, if you want to have a good time today, we are all aware of what is in front of this team on Friday. And the daunting task of trying to get to the playoffs from the 9th seed has been done a couple of times, but it still doesn't make it easy. Going up against New Orleans, a team that's dominated you all year long. Yesterday didn't do anything, like you said a number of different times, but guarantee you an opportunity to play again. Yep. We understand that. We understand all of that.
We've got another day.
You've got Thursday and Friday for that. Today is a day to have a good time, feel good, celebrate the wins. I'm all about celebrating the wins.
Yeah.
All about celebrating. That's what we do all this for.
Let's celebrate. We ain't never done that before.
Hey. Go get me out of my seat again.
We ain't never done a mid-show light to beam.
Wait a minute.
Hey. On the low, that's a Sac Town thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce-out thing.
must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now.
See now.
Coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound.
It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell him like the beam. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Show number 916 today.
Man. It's 916 now.
So this is funny. I think I can address this right here. God, that microphone arm, boy, goodness
and it's
gracious.
It's just never going to be fixed.
So here's a funny note right here. Mrs. Mac 10 asked, Friday is a Drake Bart game. Yes? Question mark. There's a big problem
it's
with
dicey.
That.
It's there's dicey.
A, but there's a problem with that.
Yeah. It's dicey.
Game one of the first round of the playoffs is Sunday.
Yeah.
So the Kings could potentially win a second play-in game and play the first game of the first round of the playoffs. Before D'Lo and Casey even take the air. Now, if the opportunity presents itself, we'll try to do something.
Yeah.
You know, that evening. But yeah, that's the other side of this. The playoffs got to get started.
Yeah.
And game one is scheduled for Sunday, so whoever wins the game on Friday is headed straight to Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Hey. Pack for a long road trip.
Come on.
Pack for a long road trip, baby.
Talk about it.
Yes, indeed.
Talk about it. Pack for a long road trip. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. So, you know, this team, I think they revel in the opportunity to play again. Uh-oh.
Nah, your boy is trash, bro.
Who?
Elon.
Oh, that ain't my boy.
X. Yo,
definitely not my
why did I just go to Twitter? Because I wanted to see the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the I obviously retweeted us, you know, being live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The broadcast on Twitter says the broadcast is not available in your location. Sir, I'm in the ESPN 1320 studio. How is the broadcast of this radio show not available live from the studio?
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Bob.
No, doesn't. That's your boy. I told you this app.
That is not my boy.
I told you this app was ass, but you don't listen. You don't listen.
That is not my boy.
Go ahead. I interrupted you with my disgusted response to
Elon. See, Elon didn't mess up my train of thought.
That wasn't Elon. That was me.
No, but what I was saying, though, was these guys – they're feeling good about themselves. They feel like, hey, just got to go get that one.
Mm.
And I think I was going to get to the point of saying I think that can carry on. We talked about a number of different times before,
yeah.
But that can carry on. You know, and you look at it and you feel like, hey, maybe things are lining up for us. You know, whether it's the way we're playing, whether it's catching a break with not having their best player there. That hasn't always been anything that the Kings can rely on. But, you know, just in general, people will look at that in general like, man, okay, the best players in playing feels like we have a better chance or something like that. Maybe things are lining up and they're there for you and your job is to take advantage of it. And I think this team is in a good spot, in a good headspace to take advantage of something like that potentially.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I certainly hope you're right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.